An explosion in Israel this morning near a bus stop outside Tel Aviv killed two people, one of them believed to be a Palestinian suicide bomber. Some three dozen people were wounded, at least one seriously. The attack came hours after Israelis and Palestinians held their first joint security meeting in 10 days. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has our report.
Sunday is a working day in Israel, and the attacker struck during morning rush hour in the suburb of Kfar Saba. The city is just over the border with the West Bank, and it's been the target of a string of bombings. Witnesses and police say the bomber stood near the number 29 bus, possibly grabbing onto the back of it, then detonated explosives strapped to his body. As Israel radio broadcast live from the scene, eyewitnesses called in. Benny described seeing bodies fly from the bus window, then told the radio host, "I don't believe in the Arabs at all. I don't believe in peace. What I believe," he said, "is that there will be more of these bombings." At the scene, a mini demonstration soon erupted as some bystanders turned angry. "Enough with these bombs," yelled one. "We must stop this. We should go in and liquidate the people who do this." Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon issued a routine statement that he holds Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Authority responsible for the attack. For months, Israel has demanded that the PA rearrest dozens of militants. By not doing so, it accuses the PA of giving potential bombers a green light. A few days ago, Palestinian Security Chief Mohammed Dahlan bristled at the charge. "I hate the term green light," he said, as if Israel has the right to shell innocent Palestinians and we're not allowed to defend ourselves. "Of course," Dahlan said, "our security services are not doing their job as before. How can we when Israel restricts our movement and targets our people for assassination?" Dahlan then said if Israel eased its siege, he would intervene to stop militants. This weekend, Palestinian officials announced they had arrested a number of members of the radical Hamas, the group that usually claims responsibility for suicide bombings. But a Hamas spokesman denied knowledge of the arrests, and Israelis expressed skepticism. One analyst speculated Arafat was simply angling for an invitation to the White House, something that's been conspicuously absent under the Bush administration. The Palestinian Authority condemned today's attack on innocent civilians, but a statement added, "Israel's continued collective punishment of the Palestinian people leads to despair, and despair leads to more violence." It's not clear what effect this morning's bombing will have on efforts to resume security cooperation. Israel termed last night's meeting good and serious. Palestinians, though, described sharp verbal exchanges and said their key demands were not met. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.